Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and love for our lives. Thank you for your guidance, directions, instructions, and revelations. Thank you for always helping us every time we need your help. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for the power you have given to us to do what is right in your sight, even the power to live holy and pure at all times. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the good things you have done in our lives, and for those ones you're about to do. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your peace and joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the prayers we prayed on this platform that you have already answered. And we thank you for the prayers we are yet to pray that you will still answer. Thank you, Lord. We are here in your presence to seek your face and to pray and to worship you and to fellowship with you. Oh Lord, have fellowship with us tonight in Jesus' name. Touch every life. Do your works in every life. Make everything we will be asking you come to physical manifestations in Jesus' name. Give us solutions to our problems. Revive us and draw us closer to yourself. And then transform us into the persons you want us to be. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your hands. 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 We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you, King of Glory. Jehovah, we pray. praise you, Lord of Lords. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Calling on to Jesus. 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 Our Lord. Our Lord. We're calling your name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name is the same, calling on to Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus. Jesus, our Lord, we're calling your name, calling your name, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name is the same, our Lord, we're calling your name every day. Your name is the same, our Lord. Oh, our Lord, calling your name every day. Your name is the same. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, Lord Jesus. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. We all say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We all say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. For your goodness, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We all say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Forever. Oh, Lord.
Your word is sacred.
Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is. Thank you. come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power. Come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power. Come down into this place. Manifest your power. Come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power. As we pray, as we worship, manifest your power. Come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. Yes, Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, He's Lord. He's Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. Oh, He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Forever is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name is Jesus. Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah, we have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done, unto the Lord be the glory, great is He alone. Oh, to Jesus be the glory, great is He has done. All to the Lord be the glory, great is He has done. Oh, great is He has done. Greater things He will do. All to the Lord be the glory, great is He has done. Jehovah is the Lord. Jehovah is the King. From everlasting to everlasting, Jehovah is the Lord. Hallelujah. Jehovah is the Lord. He is the Lord. Jehovah is the King. From generation to generation, Jehovah is the Lord. Who is like unto thee, oh Lord, who is like unto thee, oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee. You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. The Lord reigned, let the earth tremble. He reigned, let the earth tremble. Our God reigned, let the earth tremble. He reigned, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigned, let the earth tremble. He reigned, let the earth tremble. Our God reigned, let the earth tremble. Hearing it, let the earth tremble. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord, invisible God and miracle worker. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, you are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord, invisible God and miracle worker. You are worthy, O Lord. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again to seek your face. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here for us. Oh, Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Ghost, you are here. You are here for us. I want you, I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. This world is not my home. This world is not my home. Heaven is my home. Heaven is my home. I will never, ever stop my journey. Halfway, oh, until I reach my glory, honor, power, majesty. Be unto you, our Lord, glory, honor, glory, honor, power, majesty. Be unto you, our Lord. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Oh, great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great is our God. Great are you, Lord. Great is our King, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. You are so great and mighty. Great are you, Lord. Mighty man of war. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We praise thee. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you. We praise you, O Lord. In our lives, we've seen what you're doing. One more time, we'll lift our voice in praise of your name. We'll lift our voice in praise of your name. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never ever. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, ever lose its power. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, never ever. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him for who he is. Praise him, for he is the Lord. Only him is the Lord. Beside him there is no other. Apart from him there is no other. Only him is the King. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of glory. He is the King of Israel. He is the Almighty God. Worship him, for he cannot fail. He cannot change. He is a terrible God. He is so dangerous. He is a consuming fire. Worship him for who he is. He does great and mighty works. He opens doors no man can shut. And he shuts doors no man can open. He reverses irreversible things. He speaks and his words come to pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but none of his words shall go unfulfilled. Glorify and praise him. Glorify and praise him. Glorify and praise him. We worship you, King of the universe. We worship you, El Shaddai. We worship you, El Elyon. We worship you, Adonai. We worship you, all sufficient God. We worship you, self-sufficient God. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. You are the Almighty God. We are so grateful to have you in our lives. We are so grateful to be called your sons. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him. Now, this is the last month of this year. I want you to thank God for his great grace he has demonstrated toward you. I want you to thank God for his great love and mercies he has demonstrated toward you. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to think about all the wonderful things he has done since you started this year, 2024. Begin to think about all the wonderful things he has done in your life. All the beautiful things he has done. And as you remember those things, begin to thank him. Begin to thank him for his mercies toward your life. Begin to thank him for his miracles in your life. Begin to thank him for his support. Thank him for his blessings. Thank him for his protection. There were people who slept and they were attacked in the dream and they never woke up to this moment. But you were attacked several times. But you did not die. And you were even attacked on our ways. But God defended you. Open your mouth and thank him for his faithfulness toward your life. Some people, they have to borrow before they could get whatever they need. They have to borrow money. Some people, they have to beg. But you are not doing that. You did not do that. Why not thank God? Thank you, Father, for all that you have done in my life since the beginning of this year. Thank you, Father, for all that you have given to me since the beginning of this year. Thank you, Father, for all the good things I have received from you, all the good things I have enjoyed from your hands since the beginning of this year till now. Thank you for being so kind toward me. Thank you for being so compassionate. Thank you for being so merciful. Thank you for being so loving. Thank you, Father. Despite the storms the enemy brought upon my life, you stood with me, you fought for me, and you preserved my life and my family. Thank you, Father. You arrested the storm and you destroyed them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just begin to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the same darkness that destroyed the lives of other people to destroy my own life. I mean, others were exposed to the same darkness that you were also exposed to. But the darkness destroyed them. But you are here today, and you weren't destroyed. So open your mouth and thank God. Say, Father, thank you for the darkness that destroyed many lives, did not destroy my whole life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for the darkness, for the attacks that destroyed the lives of others. But when I was exposed to the same attack, nothing happened to me. Thank you, Father. Because the temptations and the trials and the tribulation that destroyed the lives of others did not destroy my own life. They all came, but they couldn't destroy me because you protected me, you preserved me, you defended me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just begin to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for prospering the works of my hands. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for prospering the works of my hands. Thank you for making everything I do to prosper. Thank you for making everything I do to end in success. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are beginning to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for great things you have used me to do and to achieve and to accomplish. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for great things you used me to achieve. Great things you used me to accomplish in this year. Thank you, Father, for great success, great progress, great transformation you used me to accomplish. Thank you for using me to be a blessing to the lives of others. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for exposing to me the secrets of darkness. Thank you for exposing what my enemies were planning to me, what my enemies were planning to do against me. Thank you for exposing them to me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for opening my eyes to see the secrets of my enemies, the secrets of the dark kingdom. Thank you for opening my eyes to see the secret plans of my enemies, the evil plans they were doing against me. Thank you for exposing all of those plans to me. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing sicknesses and diseases to become stronger than me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for not allowing sicknesses and diseases to rule over me. Thank you for making me stronger than them. Thank you for giving me an immune system that is stronger than infections and infectious diseases. Thank you for giving me an immune system that is stronger than all diseases and sicknesses and viruses. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for uprooting from my life everything you did not plan. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for uprooting from my spirit, soul, and body the things you did not plant. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for uprooting from my life the plantations of darkness and the seed of evil. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is stretched forth to perform your will in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that you have stretched forth to perform your will in my life, to perform your desires in my life, to perform your prophecies in my life, to perform your promises in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to be praying other prayer points. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Psalm 71. We're going to use some verses in that place to pray. Psalm 71. I'm going to read from verse 1 In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Yeah, what that place is saying is that God delivers his people from confusion, especially those who trust in him. Yeah, he's able to make you have a sound mind, not a confused mind. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, my trust is in you. Let me not be put to confusion. Take away confusion from my life, for I have put my trust in you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I have put my trust in you. Let me not be put to confusion. Let me not be confused. Take away confusion from my life. Let me not be confused concerning anything in my life, concerning anything about my life. Let me not be confused. In the name of Jesus, concerning my calling, let me not be confused. Concerning my destiny, let me not be confused. Concerning my future, let me not be confused. Concerning whatever is going on in my life at the moment, let me not be confused. For I have put my trust in you. For I depend on you. For I rely on you. Therefore, let me not be put to confusion. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now you're going to lift up that hand and you're going to pray like this. There are spirits of darkness that have been assigned to put God's people into confusion. If Satan is going to scatter things in your life, the first thing he must do is to put you into confusion. And then you start to think so many negative things. And then you start to make wrong choices. Yeah, that is what confusion does. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God come upon every spirit of darkness assigned to put my life into confusion. Let the fire of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume every demon and assignment to put my life into confusion. To put my mind into confusion. To put my soul into confusion. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every presence of darkness, every operation of darkness, going on to put me into confusion, let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every evil spirit has tried to confuse me so that I will make wrong decisions and wrong choices. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. If the devil can succeed in crippling your faith and trust in God, he will also succeed in putting you into confusion. So if the devil can succeed in bringing down your faith, in killing your faith or weakening your faith, then he will succeed in putting you into confusion. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of darkness on assignment to destroy my faith and trust in God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of darkness on assignment to destroy my faith and trust in God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power working to bring down my faith. Every power working to destroy the confidence that I have in the Word of God. Every power and assignment to destroy the assurance and the confidence that I have in Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power of darkness on assignment to discourage me from continuing in faith. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Every power of darkness assigned to discourage me from continuing in faith. Every power assigned to make me give up on God. To make me give up on God, on God's promises. Let the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to place your hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness that is blocking my heart from hearing from God. Say, fire of God, destroy every darkness blocking the ears of my heart, the ears of my spirit, from hearing from God, from hearing the voice of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, destroy them. Destroy them, destroy them, destroy them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness of my spirit that have killed my spiritual sense of hearing. Every darkness of my soul, every darkness of my heart, that have blocked my spiritual sense of hearing. Fire of God, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. When trouble comes, one of the first things that will happen to you is confusion. When a problem you are not expecting suddenly come upon you, you will be confused. So another way of God delivering you from confusion is to deliver you from troubles. Yeah, especially troubles that are not part of his plans for you to go through. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, terminate every trouble and problem. Satan is planning to send into my life. You're going to say, Father, terminate them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, terminate every trouble and problems. Satan is cooking in order to release into my life every trouble Satan has packaged to deliver into my life. Oh Lord, terminate them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them. Destroy them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every trouble, every tribulation, every temptation, every problems Satan has packaged to release into my life so as to confuse me, so as to break me down. Oh, Lord of hosts, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, separate me from anybody I am connected with. That Satan I've determined to use to multiply troubles in my life, to multiply problems in my life. Oh Lord, disconnect me from that person. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, separate me from anybody, from any person that Satan have determined to use to cause trouble in my life. Anyone Satan have determined to use to put me into troubles. Oh Lord, separate me from them. Disconnect me from them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Also include anywhere that Satan have already planted trouble for you. You're going to say, Father, disconnect me from that place. Don't allow me to go to that place. Any location, any place, any environment where Satan have planted trouble for me. Father, do not let me go there. In the name of Jesus. Do not let me go there. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So now we move to verse 2. It says, deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Now this is a prayer from someone who already know that only God can save him from where he has been captured, from the prison of darkness. So you're going to pray. God is here to hear your prayer and to answer. Yeah, that was why the psalmist was saying, incline thine ear unto me and save me. Yeah, but right here, God is here. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, break into pieces any prison of darkness that have encapsulated my life. Break into pieces every prison of darkness that have captured my life and release me to fulfill my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, break into pieces every prison of darkness, every prison, every invisible prison, every satanic prison, every prison of marine spirit, every witchcraft prison that have encapsulated my life and destiny. Father, break those prisons into pieces right now and let me be released to fulfill my destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let me be released to move forward. In the name of Jesus, destroy every prison. Every prison of ancestral demon. Every prison of territorial demon. Every prison of principalities. Oh Lord of hosts, release me now from such prisons. Break the prisons into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Some prisons are not going to be broken by God. Some prisons are going to be broken by you. Yeah. And you are going to need to see the way out. So you can see in that verse, it says, cause me to escape. Yeah, sometimes you need to be able to see the way out of the prison the enemy have locked you up in. Yeah, because the door is not even locked. There are a lot of prisons that doesn't even have doors. Yeah, but because the person in the prison is blind, so the person can't even see the way out. And we have such types of prisons in the realm of the spirit. We have prisons that has no doors in the realm of the spirit. Yeah, but anyone that will come out of such prison, we only come out by revelation. That is by your eyes being opened to see the way out. Yeah. So and that is what you're going to pray for right now. Yeah, because even Jesus said, he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So sometimes coming out of prisons is by knowing the truth. Is by revelation, is by knowing the truth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, show me the truth that will set me free from the prisons the enemy have put me." You're going to say, "Father, show me the truth right now. Show me the truth." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Show me the truth right now. Some of you, the truth that will free you is so simple. But up to now, for many years, you have not seen that truth. You have not come across that truth. Pray this prayer with all of your heart. Just a truth can deliver you from 30 years of bondage. Just one revelation, just a truth, revelation of truth. Pray, say, "Father, show me the truth that will free me from the prison Satan have put me in. Open my eyes to see that truth. Open my heart to see that truth right now in the name of Jesus. Open my spirit to receive that truth in the name of Jesus. Give me the revelation of the truth that is going to set me free from the prison of darkness Satan have put me into. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to place your right hand on your head? You can see fire of the Holy Ghost evaporate every lie I have believed and embraced that is making me to stay long in prisons of darkness. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, evaporate from my mind, from my heart, every lie I have believed, every lie I have embraced that have made me to stay so long in demonic prison. Evaporate them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. begin to pray like that. Bajanishtege to handish the lect jidaga. Nishta datash the bagala. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost evaporates every lie I have believed. Every wrong mindset in me. Every wrong ideology in me that have made me to stay so long in demonic prisons, in satanic prisons, fire of the Holy Ghost, evaporate them. Evaporate them. Evaporate them. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Every negative idea, negative mindset, negative motives in me, every negative attitude, negative habit, negative character in me that have made me to stay so long in demonic prisons, fire of the Holy Ghost, evaporate them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Hallelujah. I pray for you that the hand of God will find you in wherever pit of darkness you are in the spiritual realms, and the hand of God shall save you in Jesus' name. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, stretch forth your hand and save me from powers that are too strong for me. You're going to say, Almighty God, stretch forth your hand and save me from powers that are too strong for me. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Almighty God, stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch forth your hand right now. Save me from the captivity of powers that have become too strong for me. Oh Lord, stretch forth your hand and deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver my spirit. Deliver my soul. Deliver my body right now in the name of Jesus. Deliver my career. Deliver my destiny. Deliver my calling. Deliver me now in the name of Jesus. Deliver me from the hands of powers that have become too strong for me. Stretch forth your hand right now and deliver me from the hands of those that are ready to devour me. Deliver me from the hands of those that are ready to waste my destiny. Deliver me from the hands of those that are ready to destroy my life. Almighty God, deliver me from their hands right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We move to verse 3 of Psalm 71. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Hallelujah. I prophesy over your life that the Lord of hosts shall become your rock and your fortress. That the Lord of hosts shall become your strong habitation. In the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, be my strong habitation and fortress where I can always hide. You're going to say, Father, manifest in my life as my strong habitation and as my strong fortress where I can always hide. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, be my strong habitation. Be my strong fortress where I can always hide. Where I can always hide. Oh Lord, be my strong habitation. Where I can always hide my life. Where I can always hide my soul. Be my strong habitation. Where I can always hide. For in you is perfect security and protection. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. When the Lord is your strong habitation, it means your enemies must conquer Him first before they will get to you. Yeah, because you will be inside of God. And then your enemy must conquer God first before they'll be able to touch you. Yeah, that is what it means to have Him as your strong habitation. So it means even when you're fighting the enemy, they will not be seeing you, they will be seeing God. When you stand to face them, they will not see you, they will see God, because you are hiding inside of God. So I want you to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, surround yourself, or surround me with yourself, as a strong rock. Just thought that the arrows of darkness will not be able to touch me, such that the attacks of my enemies will not be able to reach me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. begin to pray like that. Say, Father, surround me with yourself and become a rock. Surround me with yourself as a rock that is able to shield me from deadly arrows of my enemies. Surround me with yourself as a rock that is able to protect me from deadly attacks from my enemies. Right now, in the name of Jesus, surround me now. Surround me with yourself. Surround me with yourself and become a rock that can never allow any darkness to touch me. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. If you are going to see this type of manifestation of God's presence in your life, where God surrounds you with Himself, you must be a Christian that magnifies God. You must be a Christian that magnifies God above your enemies and above your problems. Yeah, what some Christians do nowadays is that they praise their problems above God. They magnify their problems above God. Yeah. You must not do that if you want to see this type of manifestation of God's presence in your life. You must exalt God above whatever the devil is doing in your life. So therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a mind that magnifies God above the darkness and the works of darkness. So Holy Spirit, create in me a mindset that exalts God and exalt God's power above darkness and the works of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Even when Satan wants you to be scared, because of the things he's able to do against you, you must magnify God. You must be bold, and you must exalt God's power above Satan's power. You must lift up God's power above Satan's power. You must do that in your mind. For the greatness of God to appear in your life. So Holy Spirit, create in me a mind that exalts God's power above the powers of darkness. Create in me a heart that magnifies God above darkness and the oppressions. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to see the greatness of God in every situation I find myself. So, Holy Spirit, help me to see the greatness of God in every situation that happens in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, help me to see the greatness of God in my problems. Help me to see the greatness of God in my afflictions, in my sufferings, in every negative thing. Help me to see the greatness of God in them. In the name of Jesus. In sickness, in infirmities, in weakness, help me to see the greatness of God in them. As I look at situations of life, help me, Holy Spirit, to see the greatness of God in them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to move to verse 4. Psalm 71, verse 4. It says, deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. Hallelujah. God is able to deliver you from the hand of the wicked. That is, human enemies. And there are demon enemies, and there are human enemies. So this place, this verse is referring to human enemies. Yeah, and anybody can make themselves your enemy. Yeah, and just like what we have been studying in our Bible study classes. Yeah, any human being can make themselves your enemy, and they can hate you for no reason. But God is able to deliver you out of their hands. Yeah, whoever they are, yeah, and whatever plans they have to they have in their minds to hurt you, God is able to deliver you out of their hands. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from the hands of human enemies that have determined to hurt me. Human enemies that have determined to frustrate my life. Human enemies that have determined to frustrate my life and to hurt me. You're going to say, Father, deliver me out of their hands. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Deliver me, O Lord, from the hands of wicked human beings that are determined to hurt me and my family. Deliver me right now out of their hands. Deliver me out of their hands. Deliver me out of their hands. In the name of Jesus, deliver me now from the hands of wicked humans that have determined to hurt me, that have determined to cause me harm. Human enemies that have determined to cause me troubles. Human enemies that have determined to cause me pains. Oh Lord, deliver me now out of their hands. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me out of their hands. Make them too weak to hurt me. Whenever they reach out to hurt me, make them paralyzed. Make them unable to hurt me. Make them unable to do evil unto me. In the name of Jesus, as they draw near to afflict me, as they draw near to oppress me, as they draw near to attack me, as they draw near to hurt me, oh Lord, make them to become paralyzed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God can also persecute your human enemies. He can send his angels to persecute them. Yeah, just the way human enemies can persecute you, God can also persecute them. Yeah, and what does it mean for God to persecute your human enemies? It means God will make life difficult for them until they hands off from your keys. Yeah, God will trouble them until they remove their hands from your life. Until they leave your life alone, they will never be able to have rest and peace. And you're going to pray that God do exactly that. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release your mighty angels to persecute every human enemies that have determined to hurt me and to trouble my life. Say, Father, release your angels, your merciless angels, your angels that have no mercy in their hands. Release them now to persecute them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh God of Israel, release your angels to persecute every human enemy that have risen up against my life, calling, and destiny. Every human enemy that have risen up to hurt me, to trouble me, to oppress me, to afflict me. Oh Lord, release your angels. Let your angels persecute them. Let your angels persecute them. until they leave my life alone. Let your angels trouble them. In the name of Jesus, until they leave my life alone, let your angels persecute them. Let your angels persecute them. Whoever they are, whatever they are, wherever they are, inasmuch as they have determined to continue to attack me, oh Lord, release your angels to persecute them continually until they leave my life alone. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked. Out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. You are still going to pray. There are some people that they have become agents of Satan. And Satan is using them in strategic places to make sure that God's blessings doesn't reach God's people. Yeah. These are people that can blackmail you. Maybe somebody is about to help you. Yeah, and then these people can say, don't help that person. She's a wicked woman. She's this, she's that. Yeah, and that is how you miss the help. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your judgment upon every wicked personality that is blocking the flow of your blessings from reaching me. You're going to say, Father, release your judgment upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Release your judgment upon every wicked person that is allowing Satan use them to block the flow of your blessings from reaching me. Oh Lord, release your judgment upon them now. Every system of human beings, every system of human affairs that is blocking the flow of your blessings from reaching me. Oh Lord, release your judgment upon such system right now in the name of Jesus. Every human personality that is standing to stop the flow of your blessings and helps from reaching me, oh Lord, remove them from the way and let your blessings reach me. In the name of Jesus, remove them from the way. In the name of Jesus, every human personality that is standing to block your blessings from getting to me, Oh Lord, let your judgment catch up with them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, there are some human beings that have demonic stone. They have a witchcraft stone, such that Satan is using their soul and spirit to operate. If these people think evil in their mind concerning you, that evil they are thinking can happen to you, because their soul is no longer normal. Their soul has become a demonic soul. So even as they are thinking evil concerning you, the evil starts to happen in your life. So that is a witchcraft stone. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your judgment upon every human personality that are filled with evil intentions and imaginations against my life. Every human personality with witchcraft soul, filled with evil imaginations and evil intentions concerning me. Oh Lord, release your judgment upon them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let your judgment come upon them. Every human personality with evil intentions concerning me, with evil imaginations. Oh Lord, release your judgment upon them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft stone that is projecting evil into my life through imaginations and meditations, oh Lord, release your judgment upon such soul right now in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft stone, every demonic stone that is projecting evil into my life through imaginations and meditations and thoughts and intentions, oh Lord, destroy such soul right now in the name of Jesus. Let your judgment come upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, there are some human beings that are no longer human beings. Yeah, they have become one with darkness. They have become one soul with darkness. So they are no longer humans anymore. So usually such people, they can no longer be saved. They have transformed into a devil. Yeah, just the way you as a human, you can transform into a son of God by becoming born again. Yeah, just the way you can transform into a son of God. Yeah, through repentance and through total surrender, our surrenderness to Jesus. In the same way, any other human can transform into a devil by surrendering all their lives to Satan. Yeah, so there's a transformation that can happen in the soul of a man that will make that man transform into a devil. And that man will no longer be able to change back into human again. Yeah. So you're going to pray. Now, God is able to judge such people with sudden death. So whenever God is going to judge people in that category, He will judge them with instant death. Yeah. I know some of you might, you may not have heard about things like that before. Yeah, but I want you to know that not every human being are humans, or not everyone that look like human are humans. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your judgment of death upon every soul that have become a devil. Yeah, every soul that have transformed into a devil and are standing to block the fulfillment of my destiny, and are standing to stop the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, release your judgment of death upon such soul. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, release your judgment of death upon every soul, demonic soul, every satanic soul, every soul that are no longer human and are standing to stop the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, release your judgment of death upon them right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Every soul appearing to be human but are not human, and they are standing to block the fulfillment of my calling and destiny in the earth, oh Lord, release your judgment of death upon them right now, in the name of Jesus. Release your death judgment upon them right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we are still praying. It says, deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. You're going to pray. Maybe there is a blessing that belongs to you in the hand of someone, and the person is not going to release it, that makes the person a wicked person. Yeah, the fact that the person is holding what belongs to you, and the person is not going to release it, that makes the person a wicked person. Yeah, and God is able to get from the hand of that person that which belongs to you. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, take every blessing that belongs to me in the hand of the wicked. Take them out of their hands and release the blessing into my life right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, take every blessing that is mine out of the hands of the wicked and release them now into my life. In the name of Jesus, every help that belongs to me, oh Lord, take them out of the hands of the wicked that are holding them, and release them into my hand. Release them into my life. Every blessing, every favor, every gift, every possession that belongs to me in the hand of the wicked, oh Lord, take them out of their hands now and release them into my life in the name of Jesus. Every promotion that belongs to me, every greatness that belongs to me, every position that belongs to me, every riches and wealth that belongs to me, and they are in the hands of the wicked, oh Lord, take them now out of their hands and hand them over to me right now in the name of Jesus. Take them out of their hands with force, with anger, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 7 more prayer points. And after that, we'll round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the strength, let the strength of your personality appear in the realm of darkness to release all my blessings that have been trapped in their realms. Say, Father, let the strength of who you are manifest in the realms of darkness to release unto me all my blessings that have been trapped in their realms. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the strength of your personality, Let the strength of your being manifest in the realms of darkness to release unto me all my blessings that have been trapped in the realms of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the strength of who you are manifest in the covens of witches and wizards to release unto me all my blessings that have been trapped in the name of Jesus. Father, let the strength of who you are manifest in the places, in the altars, in demonic places, in demonic altars where my blessings have been trapped. And let your strength release my blessings unto me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let your power move in me. Let your power move mightily in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, to deliver me from every stronghold of darkness. So, Lord Jesus, let your power move mightily in my body, soul, and spirit to deliver me from every stronghold of darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Let your power move mightily in my body, in every part of my body. Let your power move mightily in every part of my soul. Let your power move mightily in every part of my spirit to release me from strongholds of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, every fear in me that is making it difficult for me to do the will of God, every fear in me making it difficult for me to please God, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, every fear in me that is making it difficult for me to please God, making it difficult for me to obey God, making it difficult for me to do the will of God, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every fear of the unknown, every anxiety that is making it difficult for me to do the will of God. I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to pursue after fulfilling the purpose of God for my life. You're going to say, I receive grace to pursue after fulfilling God's purpose for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace. I receive passion. I receive the zeal. I receive the strength to go all out, fulfilling God's purpose for my life. I receive the grace now in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace to go all out, fulfilling God's purpose for my life. The grace to go all out, doing God's assignment for my life. I receive the grace now in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace to be dedicated and committed, to be fully dedicated and committed to fulfilling God's purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill up my life with your grace and strength that is able to make holy living easy for me. Say, Father, fill up my life with your grace and strength that is able to make living holy very easy for me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, fill up my life with your grace and strength. Fill up my life with your grace and strength that is able to make living holy very easy for me, even in a world full of thick darkness, even in a world full of pollution and corruption and wickedness and temptations and sinfulness. Oh Lord, fill me up with your grace and strength that is able to make living holy very easy for me. In the name of Jesus. Grace and strength that will make pleasing you very easy for me. Father, give them to me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your angels to carry out your plans that are already due to be fulfilled in my life. Release your angels to carry them out, to execute those plans right now. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, release your angels to carry out your plans that are ready due to be fulfilled in my life at this time. Oh Lord, release your angels to perform the plans right now. Every of your plans that are supposed to happen now. Every of your plans that are supposed to happen at this age of my life, at this point in my life, at this time of my life, oh Lord, release your angels to perform them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, make me a testimony of the greatness of your power in the end. Make me a living testimony of the greatness of your power in the head. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bajana ki heto jte nedu dilelea. Nijiste gatanabala. Najata didenishte nimala. Make me a living witness of the greatness of your power in the head. Let people come to know the reality of your power through my life. Let the whole world come to know the greatness of your power, the strength of your power, the wonders of your power through my life. In the name of Jesus, make my life a living testimony of the greatness of your power in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bring into manifestation the skills and gifts and talents you have planted in me. Say, Father, bring them into manifestation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Existe de tra asosash to nedira, the rest it detenegeneste negra. In the name of Jesus, Father, bring into manifestation your skills in me, your gifts in me, your talents in me that you have you have planted in me for solving the problems in the world. Oh Lord, bring them into manifestation right now. The skills in me, the gifts in me, the talents in me that you have planted for your glory. Oh Lord, bring them into manifestation right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this hour in your presence. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you are still going to do. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your grace and strength that is working in us. Thank you for all the answers to prayers that we have received already. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for prisons of darkness you have destroyed. Thank you for the helps and blessings you have released. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on your people here and that you touch their lives and enforce your will to prevail in their lives in Jesus' name. I ask that you destroy everything that the enemy is doing in the lives of your people. Oh Lord, destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Let every situation in their lives that wasn't created by you disappear right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you move everyone here forward into the place of manifestation and fulfillment of destiny in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you shall no longer go down and you shall no longer go backwards. You shall henceforth continue to go up and continue to go forward. In the name of Jesus, the people that God have appointed to help you and to move your life forward, I decree that they shall start coming to you in the name of Jesus. And they shall do what God I've commanded them to do in your life. In the name of Jesus. The kind of miracles that will announce God's power and God's name through your life, I decree that this shall happen in your life. In the name of Jesus, the kind of miracles that will draw other people around you to come to know God and to serve God, I decree that this shall start to happen to you and in your life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.